In me is greatness awaiting to be claimed. In me is greatness awaiting to be claimed. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. In me is greatness awaiting to be claimed. How do I find out what that greatness is within me awaiting to be claimed? Where do I look to find that greatness within me that's awaiting to be claimed? How do I go to the right place to find it? How do I look in the right area to find it? Oh my. In me is greatness awaiting to be claimed. Now, if I knew what that greatness was, I would be right out there claiming it right away, wouldn't I? I'd be right out there wanting to know it, wanting to be it, wanting to have it, wanting to live it, wanting to enjoy it, wanting to delight in it, if I really knew what it was. Is that true? Well, actually not. Actually not at all. I know all things, and I am all things. I know all the wisdom that I could ever want to know about myself, and I know it right now. I have ideas in my mind. I have dreams in my heart. And these ideas and these dreams are always looking to be fulfilled, are always looking to be revealed, are always looking to be uplifted and claimed right now. And so, in me is greatness awaiting to be claimed, and I am ready to claim that greatness right now. Yes. I am ready to claim that greatness right now. So, what is it? How do I know what it is? That's a good question. How do I know what it is? Have I ever dreamed of anything in my life? Have I ever thought of anything in my life? Have I ever wished for anything in my life? Have I ever said to myself, wouldn't it be wonderful to have a healthy body? Wouldn't it be wonderful to live in a dynamic mind, in a dynamic brain, in a dynamic thinking system? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be as brilliant as the other people are? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be as full of life and vigor and vim and so forth as other people are? Wouldn't it be wonderful to just be me and have fun? Wouldn't it be wonderful to do that, just to be me and have fun? Well, maybe that's the greatness in me awaiting to be claimed. When I look at other people's lives and I look at their greatness, because I don't look at the lives of insignificant people, I don't know any of those, but I look at lives of great people, I read about them, I talk to them, I learn about them. What is it that makes them great? What is it that they are being great in? Do they have a great talent as a musician, a great talent as a writer? Do they have a great talent as being an outstanding parent, father of the year, mother of the year? Do they have the great ability to just be happy wherever they go and be fulfilled wherever they go? Are they content people? Are they content in everything they do? Now, in me is greatness awaiting to be claimed. Now, what is it this greatness is awaiting me to claim it? What is it that this greatness is? Is this greatness peace of mind? Does this greatness have to be something in comparison to another person or another life? Not at all. The greatness is something that satisfies me, satisfies my soul, that makes me feel very good. Well, now, does it make me feel good to say I am the president of some gigantic successful corporation? Does it make me feel good to say I am the father or mother of a glorious family, a happy, together family that loves being in one another's company? Does it make me feel good? Does it make me feel great to know that in this lifetime I have greeted many people, and all the people I greet, I say to them, I love you, I love you, I love you, and mean it? What is greatness in your vocabulary? What is greatness in my vocabulary? How do I define greatness? Well, greatness to me is to be content, satisfied, fulfilled. The great artists, the truly great artists, who were doing paintings and doing composing music or whatever we call them doing, these great artists, what do they do? Do they like to perform their music? Do they like for other people to hear their music? Or do they create their music for themselves, that some inner wisdom, some inner genius within them reveals the music to them, and it's for them? They may lose the sheet music behind the piano, and no one may find it for years afterwards. They may never have people play it in a concert or in symphony. They may never have people realize that their paintings are outstanding. They may paint them and just stash them in a corner because they painted them because it was fun to paint it. And then when they start painting for profit, it's like a painting you would buy at the store, and you just follow the lines and you follow the numbers. And when it says number 3, you put red. Number 2, you put blue. Number 1, you put yellow. You follow the numbers. Is this greatness? It's accomplishment for someone who has never painted to paint that and say, hey, that's very nice. And it's all upside down. The colors are all crazy. They didn't have the perfect yellow, the perfect blue. They didn't have the perfect red, but they painted it themselves. And they felt a satisfaction. And that satisfaction is their greatness. Greatness is not in competition. Greatness is not in comparison. Greatness is in a oneness within yourself where you feel content. What is it you have felt content with in your life? What is it you have felt content with in your experience? What have you felt content about? Have you felt content about your getting up in the morning? Have you felt content about brushing your teeth? Have you felt content sitting at the breakfast table alone or with your family and eating your breakfast and thinking, this is a lovely breakfast. This is a beautiful breakfast. This is a good breakfast. It's a breakfast of cereal. It's a breakfast of an egg. It's a breakfast of just a glass of special juice, whatever it may be. Maybe it's just a cup of coffee, and that's my breakfast. Am I content as I enjoy it? Am I content as I take it? Or do I feel that it's an incomplete breakfast? Do I feel that it's not right? My family should be here, or my family is a bother. My family is wonderful. My breakfast table is just perfect. Everything is set in just the right way, and I'm sitting here enjoying it alone or enjoying it with others. It's the contentment in me that makes all the difference in the greatness that I am. The great people in this life are those who are content within themselves. And content within themselves the majority of the time. And I can train myself to be content within myself the majority of the time. And I can train myself to be content within myself right now. Right now. Because when I train myself to be content within myself, what happens to me is I feel at peace. I feel in love with myself. I feel a giggle in my heart. I feel a joy that knows no bounds. When I am content from anything, when I am content because I've had a good day, or I've read a good book, or I've listened to a good story, or I've walked in the park, or I've done anything that I feel contented about, then I am expressing the greatness that lies within me. That greatness is me. That greatness is all that I am. Now, whoever would think that contentment would define greatness? Well, try it and see it. Try it and see how much, how wonderful you feel, how great you feel when you feel content, when you feel peace, when you feel love, unconditional love, when you feel joy in your heart. Now you say, all those are all relative things. They're all very relative things. Well, at the moment, you are a relative person, and I am a relative person. The day will come when we choose to look into our absolute values, and we choose to look into our greater self in that line of being. And when it does come, these relative values will no longer be significant or beneficial or sufficient for us. But today, take this relative value of contentment and let it be wrapping your whole life up and making you feel magnificent, making you feel that all is right with the world, and making you feel that you're a very wonderful person. You're a very marvelous person. And when I say, I love you, I love you, I love you, I like you, I like you, I like you, if that doesn't bring contentment into your heart, I don't know what will. Because I know when I say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I love me, I love me, I love me, it makes me feel so wonderful. It makes me feel content. It makes me feel good. Have a wonderful day. And let your greatness shine out so easily as you are content with yourself now and always.